Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton High School. Tipton High School basketball tonight. Frankton Eagles in the house. Going to have a good game tonight. Ought to be a fine, festive atmosphere. We'll mention tonight's education-based varsity basketball game, the Frankton Eagles at the Tipton Blue Devils. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net and Robbie Kendall. That's ASO, providing internet radio access for Put Me in Sports since 2008. We thank you for joining us. We'll mention we're going to play a couple of interviews here shortly about both coaches. Both coaches gracious with their time before the ball game. We'll hear a couple of minutes from each coach. And but first, we'll talk about a pregame. Pregame right now on the agenda, we'll mention, that consists of the Frankton Eagles. Frankton Eagles, they have a school enrollment of 507. They're class 3A, sectional 24. In their sectional, Newcastle, they're 2-1, Jay County, 1-1, Delta. They are also 2 wins, 1 loss. Yorktown, 2 wins, 0 losses. Frankton, 2-1. Centerville, they've not won in 3 ballgames. And Hamilton Heights, they're 1-2. The principal at Frankton Eagle High School, they weren't working right here on the court. We'll go ahead and omit the administration there tonight. We'll mention Frankton High School is located at 610 Clyde Street. That's Frankton, Indiana, 46044. You can find him on the web at FranktonEaglesAthletics.com. They were the colors red and white. They're in the Central Indiana Conference. In that conference is Oak Hill, Blackford, Alexandria, Frankton, Madison Grant, Elwood, Eastbrook, and Mississinewa. We'll remind you the most recent ball game Frankton Eagles have played. That happened Tuesday, November 29th. It was a home game. It was a win over Muncie Burris, 47-42. We'll remind you the Frankton Eagles are 2 wins, 1 loss on the season. Central Indiana have not played a conference game thus far. They'll play next Friday night. Eastbrook and Frankton. That'll be at 8 p.m. start time. We'll mention the head coach of the Frankton Eagles is Coach Brent Robson. Brent Robson working in year number 15 at Frankton High School. 228 wins, 125 losses. Next game on the agenda for Frankton after tonight is going to be next Friday. It'll be December the 9th. As mentioned, it'll be Eastbrook at Frankton, 8 o'clock varsity start. December 30th, special venue, Frankton varsity. Frankton will be the visitors, and the Eastern Thomas will be the home team. They'll play at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. That will be a 6 o'clock start. And we'll mention that's the tip time on December 30th. Frankton and Eastern at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. We'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment of 454. Their gym size right here capacity is 3,050. They're class 2A, sectional 39. There are 7 in their sectional. In their sectional is Eastern. That's out of Greentown. They're 2-1. Taylor, they're 4-0 presently. Madison Grant, they're 2-1. Tipton, 2-0, followed up by Blackford, Elwood, and Eastbrook. We'll mention a little bit about Tipton High School. Tipton High School, they're located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the collars blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There's 2 divisions in the Hoosier Conference, 1 in the East, 1 in the West. They occupy 4 schools in each division. In the East, it's Northwestern, Tipton, Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Rensselaer Central, West Lafayette, Central Catholic, Twin Lakes. We'll remind you the Blue Devils are currently 2 wins, 0 losses on the season. We'll mention Tipton played another Hoosier Conference opponent. They haven't played one as of yet. But December 9th, they'll play a Friday night. They'll play a Tipton. Take that back. That's going to be Saturday night. That's a Western. We'll double check that. But the Western will be their first opponent in the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. Head coach is Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins working in year number 42. We'll mention 545 wins, 385 losses. Right here coaching at Tipton. Presently, he's done a good job. He's a former coach of several right here, and he's done a fine job. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Tipton after tonight will be Tuesday, December 6th. It'll be Elwood at Tipton. That's Tuesday night. We're going to walk this direction. We're going to talk a little bit about each coach as they gave us gracious time for an interview before the ball game. And I will walk this direction, get a little quieter area right here. And we're going to unplug right now. And we'll be back in just a moment. Okay, we're back. We're live. We're here out by the here stairwell. We're going to mention starting live. Talk about Coach Cliff Hawkins. We'll start out. Here's a listen. One moment, please. We're trying to reach you. Yeah, we're going to reach you. One moment, please. The clock, freaking clock, is rolling down. We try to get this in before the national anthem. 3 minutes, we'll try. So we're going to try to play one now.
I just, I'm doing well tonight. How are you, AJ? Not doing too bad. And like I asked you last night, I kind of wanted to talk to you about last night didn't happen. The Coach McCullough and Cliff Hawkins, there was that veterans on the court. We met each other in 1980, and we've known each other throughout the years, and many years never, ever played each other, and Dave's a really good friend, and yeah, there was a lot of years of experience on the floor last night.
Sounds like an omission, and tonight you got the Franklin Eagles. You're talking about Joey Wright and Brady Carmack. They got good guard play.
They really do, and you know, they've got Ace also that conceded, and I like their coach, Brent Brosden, really well. He's done a great job at strengthening building that program, and they've got an inside player named Gardner that I think just really does a nice job. And there's others that he's complimenting, and I think he's doing a nice job of integrating some younger players with some older players.
He does. He plays more of a slowed-down game. I'm not sure how that'll work with your down-the-court game.
Well, you know, it's your will to win, and, you know, we've got to close, you know, as they say, impose our will on their will, and, you know, it's going to be mentally stronger to make that happen.
That sounds good. I say, what, tonight ought to be a good one. You got good legs under you tonight from last night's game?
Well, we hope so. You know, it's early in the year to play a double game weekend, but after tonight, I guarantee you our condition's a whole lot better than if we didn't play tonight.
Coach, I think this would be the last question. Are you ready for next week? You get things Saturday. You'll be at Western.
Yeah. So, you know, we got the Elwood game in there, too, on Tuesday, and then we'll go to Western. And you know, obviously, we're not really thinking of them yet. We've already prepared. Our coaches do a great job getting film and scouting. But right now, our focus is tonight.
Brent Robson, coach at Frankton.
We're pretty eager to talk to Coach Brent Robson. Coach Robson, I think what had a good half there for the JV. Want to mention a little bit about your season. So far, you've played 3 games, your last 2 games. And you got +5 victories on the scoreboard.
Yeah, those are 2 big wins for us, and 2 very difficult opponents in LaPelle and Muncie Brewers that are very talented and well coached. So we were excited about being able to pick up those 2 wins. in our last two outings. So tonight, obviously, is a difficult challenge against a very good and well-coached Clemson team.
You got a deal, Andy, towards 11 and 8. You got about Tyler Bates. Talk about him, if you will.
Yeah, he's been solid all year for us. He's a two-year starter, so he understands the game extremely well. He's been able to put the ball in the basket, do some scoring for us, but he's been tremendous on the defensive end. And that's one thing that I've really been happy with him about, is he's been able to really defend everyone's best player and do a good job at it while still putting in a good effort for us offensively. So we've been really pleased with Tyler so far.
We talked there with Coach Carlton before the game. I mentioned your guard play played very well with them, Joey Wright and Clay Carmack.
Yeah, Joey's been excellent. He's been a floor leader for us. He's got a lot to learn. He's a sophomore. That's only his fourth varsity game, really, as a starter. And Carmack, this is his fourth varsity game ever. So we're a very young team, very inexperienced. But they're working hard daily. Love the team, and I love what they're bringing daily to practice and trying to get better. So it's been a fun group to coach, and our schedule's been super difficult early. Playing Taylor, LaPel, and then a good Muncie Burris team, and a really good Tipton team tonight. Who's probably maybe the most arguably the most talented team we've played so far.
That's the Tipton High School Band. National anthem.
Those are a couple of coaches.
State of Indiana. Getting ready for basketball. Getting ready to announce the starting lineups. We're mixing keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field and the playing surface. We're mixing the starting lineup for tonight's ball game. First for the Frankton Eagles. Frankton Eagles will start like this, wearing number 2. That's Joey Wright. Joey Wright, a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 6 points per game. That's in 3 ball games. Number 10 is Brady Carmack. Brady Carmack, 6'2" sophomore. He's averaging 6 per game. Number 12, Tyler Bates. Tyler Bates, a 6-foot senior. Tyler Bates, averaging 11 per game. Number 14, take that back, we'll mention. Number 23, Nate Moore. Nate Moore, a 6'2 junior, averaging 5.7 per game. Number 24, that's Colin Gardner. Colin Gardner, a 6'5 senior, averaging 10.3. The head coach of the Frankton Eagles is Coach Brent Robson. We'll also mention starting lineup for the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils will start like this. Number 2, Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway, a 6'1" senior. He's averaging 7 points per game. We'll mention number 3, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter, 6'5". He's a sophomore. He's averaging 15 per game. Number 11, Nolan Swan. He's 6'1". He's a junior, averaging 24 points per game. Number 20 is Connor Hassan, 6'3" senior, averaging 6 points per game. Number 23 is Jackson Money. Jackson Money, a 6-foot junior, averaging 17.5. The head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. We'll mention about the games going on around the perimeter. We'll mention games happening tonight here on the surface. We'll get to that in a moment. We'll mention they're getting ready to jump it up. We'll get to that in just a moment. Talk about the Hoosier Conference. Talk about the Central Indiana Conference. Game night tonight, we'll remind you in just a moment. They're slapping knuckles right here. Each team back with each other. Going to jump it up. Grady Carpenter for Tipton. Where's number 3? 6'5" in sophomore. He's going to jump it up. Frankton Eagles. Jumping up against Gardner, tipped to the backcourt. Jumping up right there was Gardner. Colin Gardner. He's a 6'5 senior. Ball's in the front court with Tippett. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Good. Connor Hassong. 3-0 Baldwin. 7:45 left here in the first quarter. Gonna pass it back and forth in the backcourt. Gonna break the press. Looking to break the press. They'll skip pass down right side. They'll go baseline. They're gonna be a tie-up. Gonna be a jump ball. They're gonna call it a whistle. They're gonna call a 3-10 foul. Ball ended up in the combined hands of Maverick Conaway and also number 10, Brady Carmack. They're gonna call the first foul of the game. It's on Maverick Conaway for Tipton. They'll bring it back the other direction. Out top, bounce pass. Out top, Joey Wright. Joey Wright, out top of the circle. We're going to get him, Maverick Conaway. Cross court, skip pass, outside the arc. 3-point shot, rims up, wouldn't go. Rebound taken by Tipton. Back the other direction, Nolan Swan. Through the legs, Grady Carpenter. Here we go, right side behind the arc. So we're going to work it to the corner, Jackson Money. Money being guarded there by Joey Wright. They'll work it outside the arc. 3-point shot on the way, rims off, wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter, pretty much right in his face, blocking out well, was number 10. Brady Carmack crossing the timeline with the basketball. Through the legs, on the dribble, out near the center circle. That's Joey Wright. Working against him, trying to get that closely guarded count. That's Jackson Money. No call yet. Going to tip it out top there. Nolan Swan got a hand on it. They'll reset the offense. Frankton in the front court. Center circle right there. That's number two. Joey Wright going to pass it down low. Alley-oop play. Didn't get the shot away on the jump. They'll get the ball back into paint. That's Gardner. He'll bring the ball back out. They'll reset the offense. We think a left elbow extended. 3-point shot good. Credit the bucket. Number 12, Tyler Bates. They'll work it across the timeline. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Going to pick up a screen from Jackson Money. He'll go baseline on the drive. Kick it to the corner. Hassong. Connor Hassong rims out with a three. When Joe rebound out of there, going back the other direction. That's Tyler Bates. They'll get it back to the point guard. Joey Wright back to Bates. They're right there at the sideline. They're working back out top of the basketball. Move the ball around. Touches the hands briefly of Nate Moore. They'll work it down low. Credit the bucket off the glass in the paint. At 24, Colin Gardner. 5-3 ball game. Frankton in front. Tipton out across the timeline in the center circle. That's Grady Carpenter dribbling back and forth. Back to Nolan Swan. Connor Hassong basketball, and they'll get baseline. Grady Carpenter off the glass in the paint. Power layup for two. 5-5 ball game. Tipton and Frankton, who tries to put the double team. Joey Wright breaks the press on the dribble. Cross court skip pass. They'll work it right side to go to the right corner baseline. 3-point shot good. Credit the bucket. That's 23, Nate Moore. Nate Moore, a 6'2" junior. Nate Moore trying to increase that 3-point percentage and doing so. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. Nolan Swan. Then we're going outside the arc. Grady Carpenter. Going to dribble in, take a baseline jumper. Short off the mark. Going to go about his 8'10 footer. Going back the other direction with the basketball. That's number 10, Brady Carmack. They'll work outside the arc. Moving the ball out top. Joey Wright with the basketball. They'll work to the right side. Back to Joey. Joey going to get a skip pass opposite way. Tyler Bates back out top to Joey Wright. Back to 3-point shot rims out. That was Tyler Bates. Rebound Tipton. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Grady Carpenter. We're working outside the arc. Noah Swan. And taking it out top. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Just short. Grady Carpenter. Back the other direction on the rebound. Number 12, Tyler Bates. Out top, Joey Wright. They'll work it left side. They'll work it down elbow. They'll work it outside the paint right there. They'll move it back around. They get the ball back into Gardner. They'll move it outside. 3-point shot on the way. Got it. Credit the bucket. Number 10, Brady Carmack. Ball brought in. Grady Carpenter going to walk across the timeline. Take it right side in front of the scores bench. He'll pick up a screen from Jackson Money. He'll work it down low. Connor to Maverick Conaway outside to Connor Hassong. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rich in there trying to get the ball. Ball's loose. Jackson Money's on the floor. Jackson Money passes to Maverick Conaway in the front court. Working it out top, Grady Carpenter. He'll work it left side. Jackson Money, 3-point land, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Going to try to be tipped, and it's going to be the last touch to go on the baseline, and Tipton's going to have the basketball. Win the ball game for Tipton, Landon Spidell. Taking a breather, number two, Maverick Conaway. Gardner going to sit down, take a breather, along with Joey Wright. They're going to bounce one in. Net partition right there, grabbing the net, ball was on the shoulder, no call. Working back there on the rebound, trying to come up with it, going to be a reach-in foul in the backcourt. They're going to whistle this foul on Tipton. Landon Fidel picks up his first foul in the contest. 11-5, Frankton in front, ball brought in from the backcourt. Number 10, Brady Carmack to Joey Wright. He'll bounce it out top, Joey Wright. Carmack, they're working to the baseline. Working cross-court pass, back outside the arc, Brady Carmack. Ball's loose, picked up by Connor Hassong. They'll pick it up in the backcourt, he'll get it to Grady Carpenter. Inside to Nolan Swan, he'll dish off Connor Hassong. Hassong's shot wouldn't go, got deflected. Back the other direction, rebound secured there by number 10, Brady Carmack. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble, they're working back out top. It's tipped to the backcourt by Tipton. Retrieving the basketball is number 12, Tyler Bates. Crossing the timeline, they're working down low. Going to get a hand in on it. Brady Carpenter going to pick it up. Going back the other direction off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Jackson Money. Going to be a 30-second timeout call by Frank and Coach Brent Robson. We'll mention 2:27. Left here in the first quarter. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We do thank you for listening. Will Mitchell. Putting in sports.com and varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights 2022 Class 1A champions. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. So second buzz of sounds. This winter working basketball. Several games on the agenda. Got some help back home, allowing that to happen. We appreciate that. Paula and Emma. They're going to inbound the basketball right to the bucket on the baseline. It'll be brought up in the hands of number 20, Jarrett Morris. Jarrett Morris in the ball game. He's a 6'1" sophomore. Jarrett Morris on the dribble out top, going to pick up a screen right there from number 14, Bubba Nunley. Works on his left side. Grady Carpenter on the defense right there, working the basketball. He's assigned to number 10, Brady Carmack. Follow him around. Going to be man-to-man. They're working right now out top again. Number 20, Jarrett Morris. They're working out top of the circle, right side. They'll take a shot outside the arc. Rims off, wouldn't go. That shot taken by 10, Brady Carmack. Outside the arc, three-point shot wouldn't go for Joey Wright. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. To the front court, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan hits it down low. Got it to number 5, Quigley. And go left-handed off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter back the other direction. Joey Wright, going to be a foul outside the arc. They're going to whistle this. On number 11, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan picked up his first foul in the ballgame. Tipton now with 2. Frankton with 1. So we're going to play on the floor right now. We've got a couple of new guys. We'll try to get that. We'll mention Frankton in the ballgame. Ty Everson. He wears number 50, 6'3", sophomore. Had some good minutes at LaPel. Working it back out to 50. They're going to call whistle here. They're going to holding foul. Going to be whistled on the Blue Devils. They're going to whistle this. Nolan Swan. He'll pick up his second foul in the ballgame. They're going to bring it in from side court. Side court going to be brought in right there. 14, Bubba Nunley. The pass is slightly to the backcourt. On the dribble, Tyler Bates. He'll cross the timeline. Working against him is Grady Carpenter. Out left side behind the arc, Sam Quigley guarding the basketball. That was Joey Wright. They're working around the perimeter. They're working right side. Goes dribble elbow. Right side. Ball to the corner right there with the hands of Jarrett Morris. Out top, Joey Wright being guarded once again by Sam Quigley. They're working down low in baseline. They'll see it outside. Joey Wright will pass it out top. 3-point shot straight away. Good. Credit the bucket. Number 12, Tyler Bates. Ball going to be brought up from the backcourt. Number 3, Grady Carpenter across the timeline at a walk pace. He'll work on the left side. Jackson Money back to Grady out top beyond the arc. Garden Grady, number 14, Bubba Nunley. Back to the corner, Grady Carpenter. They go elbow with Landon Spidell. They'll get it back out. Jackson Money. Jackson Money inside the 3-point stripe. Left elbow extended for two. 14-7. Frankton in front. Ball's in the front court. Breaking the press with the pass. They'll work a cross-court pass behind the arc. They'll go to the corner. They'll pass out of it. Out top, Joey Wright. Joey Wright immediately guarded by Sam Quigley. We're going to right side double team. Going to get him in the corner. 3-point shot to buzzer. Wouldn't go. After one period of play, Frankton, 14. Tipton, 7. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. They have two Hamilton County locations, Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Also Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. FritzandFishers.com. Oh, the first buzzer, 60-second timeout. 14-7. Frankton in front. Second quarter getting ready to begin. As mentioned, first game, JV contest was decided by Frankton. Frankton got the win 30-26. Second buzzer sounds. Blue Devils, Eagles out on the surface. Alternate possession arrow going to give the ball to Frankton. To the inbound by 14, Bubba Nunley. Slightly to the backcourt, Joey Wright. He'll pass it across. Get it back and forth with Tyler Bates. They'll break the press on the pass from Bates to the front court. Double team right there, Jackson Money. Sam Quigley, they'll pass out of it. Working to the corner. Cross court tip pass, 3-point land, good. Credit the bucket. Frankton, that's number 12, Tyler Bates. To the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, on the try. Just throw it up, that's Grady Carpenter. Out top, they'll get it to Jackson Money. They'll work it left side, Connor Hassong. Hassong being guarded there by Colin Gardner. They'll work it out top with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Work to the left side, Jackson Money on around the perimeter left side. They'll work to Connor Hassong. Cross-court skip pass behind the arc, Sam Quigley. To get it back out left side behind the arc. Left of center, 3-point shot good for Connor Hassong. 17-10. Frankton by 7, crossing the timeline with the basketball. Joey Wright, they'll work it right side, skip pass, opposite side. Behind the arc at 20, Jarrett Morris. Back out top, Joey Wright. Morris, that's Nunley, 14 out top, he'll dish it back. It's going to be a double team, Tipton. He'll pass out of it. Going to work it to the opposite side. They'll go from the behind the arc. 3-point shot, good. Credit the bucket. 12, Tyler Bates. Going to cross the timeline on the dribble. That's Grady Carpenter. Going to pick up a screen and he'll use it from Jackson Money. They'll go outside the arc. 3-point shot, good. Credit the bucket. Sam Quigley from 3-point land. 20-13. Frankton by 7 once again. They'll work it to the corner. They'll go baseline to Gardner. They'll be guarded by Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare going to defend in the paint. Gardner going to pass out of the paint. He's still in there. He gets out of there finally. We're going to back out top. Working the basketball on the dribble at 20, Jarrett Morris. They'll work it down low to right there. We're going to need some friction. And the outside of the baseline jumper, that's a 12-footer good for Bob Bubba Nunley. Substitution waiting to check in for the Blue Devils. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Grady Carpenter. They'll work it back out top. Sam Quigley moves it around the perimeter. Left side, Grady Carpenter. They'll work it back. Rims around, falls off. Nearly went. That was Jackson Money from 3-point land. 22-13. Frankton by 9. Ball's in the front court. Double team. Grady Carpenter. They'll pass out of it. the moving around the perimeter into the hands of Jarrett Morris, being guarded there by Jackson Money. Now double team. Tim Quigley has the ball in the bounce pass, trying to get it from Jarrett Morris. Morris keeps control. The cross-court pass, and it's intercepted by Connor Assong. Assong back the other direction. He'll drive the lane. Skip Stephanie won't get it off the glass. Going to be rebounded there by Joey Wright. Ball's in the front court. Joey Wright gets the basketball back. They'll go to the corner. Three-point shot off the mark. Rebound secured by Grady Carpenter. He'll cross the timeline on the dribble. Going to be a bump foul, trying to push him out of bounds. Grady Carpenter with a couple of options he was looking at right there, pass or shoot. 4:51 on the game clock. Going to be right in the bucket. Going to be brought in. Connor Hassan going to get a breather. Also, Sam Quigley going to get a breather. Gavin Hare on the floor, 23, Jackson Money. Number 3, Grady Carpenter bringing it in. Number 2, Maverick Conaway. And number 11 is Nolan Swan. They'll work it outside the arc. On the crossover dribble out top. They're working inside. Spin move. Nolan Swan going to be tipped out of bounds. In the ballgame for Frankton is number 10, Grady Carpenter. They're going to say the ball belongs to Frankton. Also in the ballgame is number 12, Tyler Bates. Jogging down the floor. We'll mention Joey Wright in the ballgame. Also number 24, Colin Gardner. And down low on the block, playing basketball right there, is number 23, Nate Moore. Nate Moore with the basketball outside the arc, right side. They put a double team on him. He'll pass out of it. It's going to be intercepted by Jackson Money, trying to get the ball to Carmack. They'll work it down low. They'll kick it outside. Three-point shot in the air. Good. Maverick Conaway behind the arc for three. It's a 22-16 ball game. Frankton by six. Frankton calls timeout. 4:07 left here in the first half or the second quarter. The game is brought to you in part by Jean's Auto Parts. That's Car Quest Auto Parts. 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero. That's Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at Car Quest Auto Parts in Cicero. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931. Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Ball's going to be brought in. It belongs to Frankton. They'll bring it up from the backcourt, 84 feet away, but sideline. It's just a baseline to baseline. Working the left side on the dribble. Joey Wright. Guarding him well is Jackson Money, staying with him. They're working down baseline. Gardner, he's got an open frame. He's got an open path right there. He'll go power layup, left side of the bucket. 2 points for Gardner. 24-16, Frankton by eight. Ball's in the front court. Jackson Money in front of the Frankton bench. Out top, Grady Carpenter, the move at left side. Maverick Conaway back to Carpenter out top. Working right there on the dribble. Number 11, they'll kick it outside. Nolan Swan kicks it out to Maverick Conaway. Three-point bucket for Conaway. 24-19. Five-point advantage for Frankton. Ball's going to be crossing the timeline. They'll bounce it left side. The right side will work it right there. Ball tipped away. Going to be picked up by Landon Spidell. They'll work it back the other direction. Grady Carpenter worked it to Jackson Money. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan trying to take a pass through the hoop. Going to get tripped up, and they're going to call that a blocking foul. So they'll whistle that one on Joey Wright, number 2. He picked up his first in the ball game, left the bucket, Nolan Swan. They're working outside the paint, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter's spin move in the paint. Going to dish it down low, 2-point bucket, 21, Landon Spidell. Grady Carpenter with a good assist, 24-21. Working the right side. There's left side with the basketball. Joey Wright. They'll work it back around. They go to the corner with it. Three-point shot in the air. Shot's good. Credit the bucket. Nate Moore, number 23. Nate Moore still working on that three-point average. He's getting it up there a little bit further. We're going to cross the timeline. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. Nolan Swan could take a three-point shot. It'll rim out. That's 3 steps behind the arc. Rebound out of there. Secured by Landon Spidell. Touches the hands of Jackson Money. Works it, Grady Carpenter. Jackson Money back baseline. Dylan Swan going to dish off to Landon Spidell. He's going to get his shot recycled. They'll go back the other direction. Shot off the glass, but go. That was Gardner. Calvin Gardner. Then we're going to see the front court. 27-21. 6-point advantage for Frankston. Tipton in the front court. 1:55 left here in the second. Going to drive the lane. Going to be a reach-in foul. And it's Nolan Swan driving the lane. He's going to get a whistle, and it's going to be a common foul. Tyler Bates going to pick up the personal. Tyler Bates picked up number 2 in the ballgame. 4 for the home team, 3 for the visitors. Outside the arch, shouting on the way, rims off, would go. Jackson Money from just left of center. Back the other direction. 1:38 on the game clock. 27-21, cross-court pass. Pass into the hands of 23, Nate Moore. He's picked up right here by Nolan Swan. They go baseline down low. Couldn't get the shot. First shot taken by Gardner. Second shot wouldn't go from Brady Carmack. Back the other direction, rims around. Falls in. Maverick Conaway. 2-point lane. I think that back call to 3. 27-24. Frankston by 3. 1:05 left here in the first half. The work at elbow right side to pass it down low. Ball pushed away, deflected off the foot. Was not a kick. They try to get it low to 24, Colin Gardner. Pass was low. Ends up Jeremy coming back, goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Taking a breather for the Eagles. Going to be number 10, Brady Carmack. Also taking a breather is number 10. Let's just take that back. Number 10, Brady Carmack. Number 12, Tyler Bates. Going to bring it up from the backcourt. Nolan Swan working there. Works at the left side. Grady Carpenter. They'll pick up a screen from Layman Spidell. He'll take a shot outside the arc. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Joey Wright. Joey Wright on the dribble. 37 seconds left. Crossing the timeline. Joey Wright being guarded there by Jackson Money. They'll work it out top. They'll work it left side behind the arc. Down low in the corner behind the 3-point stripe. Joey Wright with the basketball. They'll work at Jackson Money, providing the defense on Joey Wright. 20 seconds left. They'll work at the left side. Touching the hand briefly at 23, Nate Moore. Back to Joey Wright on the dribble. Out near the center circle. He'll go left side. He'll bounce it down low. It's going to go out of bounds. Trying to bounce it down in the paint. Couldn't connect. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Tipton. 7.9 seconds left. Second quarter going to be brought in from the backcourt. Nolan Swan. Grady Carpenter crosses the timeline. That's a pretty good shot. They'll get it back to Nolan Swan outside the arc. The spin move. Couldn't get the bucket to go, but a rebound basket almost. Couldn't get the foot back. That was Landon Spidell. We'll go to halftime. Halftime here at Tipton High School. 27-24. Frankton with the advantage. They'll go to the locker rooms. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072, 765-675-3100. Again, that's 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear Real Estate. We'll mention if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you are going, you can call or text message at Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling, for your best interest. Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. And this game also is in part being brought to you by Runyon. That's Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, they're the place to enhance your ride. Cars, trucks, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professionalism on installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road in Atlanta, Indiana, address 46031. Or check them out on Facebook at Runyon Truck Store, Inc. We'll mention, again, that's Runyon Truck Store, the place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. That's Runyon Truck Store in Atlanta, rural Atlanta, Indiana. 7:17 on the game clock. Young types right there trying to shoot from the free throw line, trying to earn a 2-liter bottle of, looks like a Coke product. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708 South Main Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lifting. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. We'll talk a little bit about the Class 3A. Class 3A rankings thus far. It was tabulated November 28th. Going to give you the tabulations with their record as of the 28th. We'll follow up by giving you their current record overall on the season. At number one is Northwood. Northwood Panthers. It was 2-0 when this poll took place. They're currently 3 wins, 0 losses. Number two is Mishawaka Marion. When this poll was taken, they were 1-0. They are currently 2 wins, 0 losses. Number three, Brevest Jesuit. Brevest Jesuit, we'll mention, they started this poll and it's 1-0. We'll mention they are 1-1 presently on the season. Pretty good place to get an education. We'll mention number four, Greensburg. Greensburg entered this poll with a 0-0 record. They're currently 1 win, 0 losses. We'll mention Peru. Peru at number five. They started this poll. They were 1-0. They are 1-1 now. And tonight they're at Evansville Christian. We'll mention number six, North Babies. North Babies began this poll on the 28th of November, 2 wins, 0 losses. They are still 2-0. We'll mention number seven, Delta. Delta Eagles, they started this poll at 2-0. They are now 2-1. And we'll talk about Norwell. Number eight, Norwell, right there on 28th. Just go east a little ways. We'll mention they started this poll 1-1. They are currently 1 win, 1 loss. Tied for two at number nine, that's Connersville. Connersville, one of them, they started this poll at 1-1. They are now currently 2 wins, 1 loss. Also at number nine is Culver Academy. Culver Academy, right here in this gym a year ago, will make it 2 wins, 0 losses. At the poll began when the poll was taken, they are currently 2 wins, 1 loss. We'll make it number 11. John Glenn. John Glenn, no wins, 2 losses when this poll was taken. They're currently 1-2. At number 12, it's Leo. Leo, they have a 1-2 record, but the poll was taken. They're currently 2-2. Number 13 is South Bend, Washington. 2-0 when the poll was taken, and right now they're 3 wins, 0 losses. And we'll mention that number 14 is Newcastle. Newcastle Trojans, 1-1. That was on 28th of November. They're currently 2-1. Tied at number 15, there are two teams. One team, Beach Grove. Beach Grove, they're 1-1 in the poll was taken. 2-1 overall. Also at number 15, Fort Wayne Concordia. Fort Wayne Concordia, this poll was taken. 2-1. They're still 2-1. Number 17, Northwestern. Northwestern Tigers, they started this poll on the 28th at 1-1. They're currently 2-1. At number 18, it's Lebanon. Lebanon Tigers start the poll on the 18th at 2-0. They are now 3 wins, no losses. At number 19, West Noble. West Noble, 2-0 when the poll was taken. They're 2-0 overall. And tonight they're at Wawa Steve. Number 20, Heritage Christian. Heritage Christian, when the poll was taken, they were 1-1, and they are still 1-1 on the season. At number 21, Heritage Hills. Heritage Hills, 2-0 when the poll was taken. 2-0 presently. And that's right there, Heritage Hills. That's where Jay Cutler let the ball loose. They can swing it. So we're going to right there. We're going to back around. They're taking some shots on the surface. Tipton Blue Devils taking some shots at their leisure. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, that's in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need. In the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in Tipton. They're downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We'll mention you can reach us. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers at the open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermakers. A special thank you to a season support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sports sponsor went grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana, to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets as that we can have as consumers, and we can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for supporting athletics this winter. Getting ready to toss it in. Crossing the scores bench, 8 minutes on the game clock. Third quarter, going to be brought in by Frankston. Going to be brought in by number 10, Grady Carmack. Grady Carmack tossed it to the backcourt, slightly to Joey Wright on the dribble. Across the timeline, they'll work at left side, 23, Nate Moore. Back to Joey outside, they're working down low, alley-oop. Going to intercept the alley-oop, going to at least tip it. Going to be a foul on the play. Grady Carpenter got up, was going to receive that pass. It was meant for teammate Frankton. They're going to whistle a foul. This foul's going to be whistled on Frankton. 24, Colin Gardner, he has one. First foul of the second half. Both teams. We're going to right side behind the arc, Maverick Conaway. Around the perimeter, touches the hands of Connor Song. Jackson Money looks at the Nolan Swan. Back outside, short off the rim. Shot's going to go for Connor Song. Fighting for the board, getting the rebound. Might have went back up with the shot. We'll double check. It's going to be on the floor. Getting the rebound there was Grady Carpenter. Now's going to be whistled on Frankton. Number 10, Brady Carmack. He has one. He foul number two on Frankton here in the second half. Outside to Art Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Outside, Nolan Swan. To go to the corner with it. Shot in the air. When shot off the mark. Wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter. Going to be a foul whistled on the rebound. They're going to whistle this foul on Kitchen during the rebound. Be brought in the backcourt. That foul's whistled on Connor Song. He has one. Team foul number one for Tipton. Second half. Two thus far. Second half for Frankton on the dribble. Joey Wright. They're working around the perimeter. They're working out to Gardner. Back to Joey Wright. Works the elbow left side. They go outside the arc. Three-point shot wouldn't go. A shot taken by Nate Moore. Back the other direction. Rebound. Connor Song. Spin move. Going to go Nolan Swan. He'll go off the glass. One-handed. Right-handed layup for two. 27-26. Frankton by one. Ball's in the backcourt and across the timeline on the dribble. For 12, Tyler Bates. They're working outside to pass it in. Elbow. Turnaround jumper. Wouldn't go. A shot taken by Brady Carmack. Back the other direction. Rebound. Tipton. Nolan Swan in the front court. Stationary dribble. He'll work it right side to the corner. Connor Song. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Maverick Conaway. With the basketball, Grady Carpenter is going to be guarded loosely right there by Grady Carmack. They'll work it right side behind the arc. They'll go baseline. Kick it back out, Connor Song. Three-point shot in the air. Shot wouldn't go for Maverick Conaway. Rebound secured by 12, Tyler Bates. Crossing the timeline. Going to work it down low, baseline. Gardner, to kick it back out. Touches hands briefly. Nate Moore, back out and moving around the perimeter. Out top of the basketball, Tyler Bates. They're working left side, couple of dribbles, Joey Wright. Bates out top, he'll work it right side behind the arc, guarding him immediately. It's Connor Song, out top guarding and playing man-to-man. Jackson Money, they're working down low to Gardner. Inside-out play, short off the mark, but Joe Gardner with the rebound. Put back wouldn't happen. They're going to rebound the basketball. It's Grady Carpenter right there with most of the trees. They're working across the timeline on the dribble. Grady Carpenter, they go outside and three-point line 2 minutes. Free throw line by 17-footer, rims off long, wouldn't go for Jackson Money. Back the other direction. On the dribble, Joey Wright. They're going to whistle a foul, closely guarded right there. They're going to whistle this foul on 23. Jackson Money going to pick up his first foul in the contest. 27-26 into the ballgame. We're going to see Sam Quigley for Tipton taking a breather. Going to be number 20, Connor Hassan. Going to pass it to the backcourt, picked up by Joey Wright. He's going to be met at half court right there by Sam Quigley. They're working left side behind the arc. Bounce pass back around the perimeter. They'll bounce it down low. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to be off the foot of a Blue Devil. Going to stay in the front court with Frankton. 5:09 on the game clock. 27-26 Frankton by one. Right of the bucket, near the corner on the baseline, going to be inbound by Joey Wright. They get the ball in to Nate Moore. Nate Moore will dribble around the perimeter. They'll get it down low on the baseline to Gardner. Turnaround jumper, he'll get a bucket. Right side of the glass, 2 points for Gardner. 29-26. Blue Devils trail by three, crossing the sideline with the basketball. Nolan Swan, they'll work it left side. Behind the arc, 3 point shot, got it. Thread at the bucket, couple of steps behind the arc. Grady Carpenter for three. 29-29. Across the timeline at a walk pace. Now they'll pick up the pace. It's Joey Wright. Working against him, Sam Quigley. They go baseline with the basketball, Gardner. Outside, they'll work it back in the paint. They'll kick it outside. Thought about a three. Cross-court skip pass from Nate Moore. Going to find it. Ball ends up in the hands right here. Joey Wright, he'll dish it down low. Got the ball back. It'll be a deflected ball. Now back. Joey Wright finds underneath the basket Colin Gardner for two. 4:09 clock moving. 31-29, third quarter. Frankton and Tipton here on a Saturday night. On the dribble going left outside the arc, Sam Quigley. He'll bounce it down low. Grady Carpenter, clear pass to the basket on the baseline. Wanted to lay it off the glass and did so for two. Tie ball game at 31. They'll work it right side behind the arc. It'll be a reach-in on the pass, and Jackson Muddy picks up the basketball. They'll go to the front court, just outside the arc, just a baseline shot. Rimmed over, wouldn't go. Nolan Swan, he's going to play back, some defense in the backcourt momentarily. He'll release back to the front court of Frankston, crossing the timeline on the dribble. Joey Wright. Joey Wright out top gets the ball back from 12, Tyler Bates. They'll go baseline to Gardner. That's Colin Gardner. They'll work it back around. They'll go inside the arc with Joey Wright. He'll pass it left side. Once again, Tyler Bates, he'll pass the ball around the perimeter. Back out top, Joey Wright being guarded by Sam Quigley. They'll go left side behind the arc with the basketball. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Tipton moving their feet, moving the zone. They're going to try to get it into the left elbow. Trying to get it into Joey Wright. Going to be a reach in. They're going to whistle this foul on number two, Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway going to pick up his second foul in the ballgame. Team foul number three for Tipton. Two thus far, second half. For Frankton, out of the ballgame, Maverick Conaway back in the ballgame. It's 21, Landon Spidell. Shot around the basket there, right there. The paint wouldn't go. Rebound reach for, and it's going to be a foul call on the rebound he sees. Colin Gardner, 24, picked up his second. Team fouls even at three here in the second half. Clock moving, 2:48. The working left side bounce pass outside the arc, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to dribble around, going to get a double team. They'll relax off of him. They'll go to the corner off the mark. When he goes, that's Grady Carpenter from the right corner baseline. Rebound secured by Frankton. Going to cross the timeline at a walk pace is number two, Joey Wright. He'll work it left side behind the arc. They'll get the ball back from Nate Moore. They'll work it down low. They'll go off the glass, credit the bucket. Colin Gardner. Colin Gardner after the bucket. A little bit of a collision right there. Not much for Sam Quigley. Going to go across the timeline. Crossing the timeline on the dribble is Nolan Swan. He'll pick up a screen from Jackson Money. He'll use it. He'll dribble in. He'll go baseline and turn it around. He get it back out top to Grady Carpenter. Back pedal dribble for Grady. Grady working against number 14, Bubba Nunley. Outside the arc, three-point shot rims off. When Joe rebound secured by Frankton. Going the other direction, Tyler Bates. They go off the glass. Couldn't get the ball to fall for him. Rebound. Going to track it down. Joey Wright back the other direction is Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley with the breakaway steal made the bucket with the man on him. Two-point bucket, 33-33. We're going to see the front court. We're going to work it in elbow, left side, out top, Joey Wright. Bounce pass, baseline, Colin Gardner. Just take a shot, wouldn't go. Got his own board. Going to be a reach-in foul. Might be, we'll see who this is going to be whistled upon. So, going to whistle this one on Nolan Swan, number 11. Taking a breather out of Maverick Conaway enters the ball game. 23 going to take a breather. That's Jackson Money. We're going to see Gavin Hare back in the ball game. Landon Spidell going to take a breather. Nolan Swan going to stay in the ball game with three fouls. He says he's okay. He's put the thumbs up. So they're working back around. Out top, Gardner. With the basketball. Number 12, Tyler Bates. He gets the ball back and work it out top. Then we're going to be around the perimeter. Back out to base. Out top, he'll drop the dribble. And he'll keep it dribble a couple times. Pick it back up. He'll work it right side. He'll work it elbow left side, Joey Wright. He'll kick it outside. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 23, Nate Moore. Rebound, Tipton. Back the other direction on the dribble. Going to go work outside the paint. He'll go outside the arc. Shot on the way. Shot wins around. Falls in. Nolan Swan going to give Tipton their first lead in the contest. 36-33, crossing the timeline. They'll work it right side with the basketball. They'll bounce it in outside the paint. They'll kick it outside. Three-point shot good from the left side. Base sideline, that's number 23. Nate Moore for three, ties the ball game at 36. Crossing the timeline with the dribble. Grady Carpenter, 24 seconds left. They'll work it right side, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to take a shot outside the arc, a couple of steps. Didn't go in. They'll work it out of bounds. It's going to stay in the front court with Tipton. They're going to bring the ball in left to the bucket. He's going to be brought in by Nolan Swan. He's going to be close to guarded on the inbound by Tyler Bates. They're going to have a substitution in the ballgame. Frankton Eagles in the ballgame wearing number 20, Jarrett Morris, 6'1 sophomore. Taking a breather is Joey Wright. He'll get an extended quarter break. They're going to bring it in right to the bucket. Nolan Swan, 19.3 seconds. They'll work it deep in the front court. Maverick Conaway. Out top, Grady Carpenter. Guarding him loosely is Bubba Nunley. 10 seconds on the game clock. He'll work it from the deep in the front court. He'll work it through the corner. Shot in the air, rimmed out short. That was Sam Quigley. Rebound out of there. Frankton, they're going to need a shot at the buzzer. If it goes, it rims off. Wouldn't go. 3-point land. That was 23. Nate Moore didn't go in. 36-36 after three quarters here at Tipton High School. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto at Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. They also now restore classic cars and trucks, reaching out to Central Indiana. All welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue, west of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. We'll also mention AGM Auto as of March 1st. You can find them at their new location. That's AGM Auto in Arcadia. First sound. Buzzes. We'll still in the huddle. Second buzzer. 1 minute timeout between quarters. Ball's going to be brought in. Adjacent from the scores bench, it's going to be brought in. Alternate possession arrow. Right here. It's going to be brought in by Nolan Swan, Tipton Blue Devils. They're going to guard Grady Carpenter by Bubba Nunley. He's trying to make it difficult to get the ball in. Nolan Swan bounced pass in the hands of Grady Carpenter. He'll cross the timeline at a walk pace. He'll bounce it right side, Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley moves it out top. Elbow right side, shot in the air, rims off the backboard, falls in. Nolan Swan for two. 38-36. Cross the timeline on the dribble. Cross over to the right side, Joey Wright. He'll bring it to Nate Moore. He'll get the ball back. He'll go back to Nate Moore. He'll be guarded there by Grady Carpenter. He'll work it around the perimeter. He'll work it down low. It's going to be a tip pass. Tip pass from Nunley, trying to get it down low on the baseline to Gardner. And it goes out of bounds off of Gardner. Going to belong to Tipton. Going to be brought in backward. Number 11, Nolan Swan. Going to walk across the timeline with the basketball. Grady Carpenter right across the T logo right here at Tipton High School. They'll work at right side, Maverick Conaway. Behind the arc, they're working back out top, Gavin Hare. He'll work at the Jackson money. He'll work through the baseline. He'll back his way in. That's Grady Carpenter. Bubba Nunley guarded him well. They'll work at inside-out cross-court double skip pass. Other side of the floor. Three-point bucket. Maverick Conaway. 41-36. Tipton by five. They'll work it down low. Bounce pass. Trying to get it into Bubba Nunley. Making the pass. Tyler Pace. They're going to whistle this foul on Tipton. They're going to whistle this foul on Maverick Conaway. He has three. It'll be a substitution for Frankton. Frankton Eagle entering the ballgame. Going to be number 20, Jarrett Morris. Taking a breather is Bubba Nunley. 6:51 on the game clock. 41-36. Going to bring it in. Entry pass is good. Easy catch and shoot right there in the paint is Gardner. From the inbound pass, 41-38. 6:40 on the game clock. Clock moving. Work at right side, Maverick Conaway. Out near the three-point line, Gavin Hare touches the hands of Jackson Money to Nolan Swan. They get it down baseline to third, number three, Grady Carpenter. Going to be a push foul on Frankton. They're going to whistle this foul on 23, Nate Moore. Nate Moore has one in the ballgame. Going to be brought in by Nolan Swan. Left in the bucket on the baseline, and we're going to the corner. Jackson Money will bring the ball back out. They'll reset the offense with Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter now drawing his assignment right there is Nate Moore with Nunley out of the ballgame. Turnaround jumper. Shot off the mark with go. Short off the mark. Gavin Hare gets the rebound. Nolan Swan going to get the ball back after his missed two. They're working behind the arc. Left side. 3-point shot good. Maverick Conaway. 6:02 clock moving. Crossing the timeline, Joey Wright. They'll work at right side. Touch hands briefly of Tyler Bates. back outside, moving the basketball in the hands of Jarrett Morris. He's going to work it right side behind the arc. Tyler Bates being closely guarded there by Maverick Conaway. They'll work it back to Bates. Double team. He'll pass out of it. Working it out of the top of the arc. Working the basketball there. Jarrett. Jarrett Morris. Still working down low. He'll pass it to Gardner. Close range. Bounce pass. Couldn't get it to him. Nolan Swan with the basketball. He'll pass it up ahead. Jackson Money. Jackson Money with two off the glass. Timeout Frankston. 46-38, 5:27 left here in the fourth quarter. We'll also mention support sponsor for Winter Sports. While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming a young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school, that next wrestling match, in each of the matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with the will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you've set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions, when called upon, we wish the best for this year's Tipton Blue Devils winter sports. And we'll mention each and every Friday night as they seek to demolish Friday night opponents. He is a true fan of Winter Sports. A signed Scott G, a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils. They're going to inbound the basketball. From the backcourt, ball's in the hands of Joey Wright. They'll work a right side behind the arc. Tyler Bates will get it back to Joey Wright. He'll distribute left side. They'll work it in with the basketball. That's Nate Moore. They'll work it inside. Two-point bucket. Good. Granted the bucket. Number 10, Brady Carmack. 5:07 on the game clock. 46-40. Tipton by 6. They'll work it left side with the basketball. Maverick Conaway will bounce it down low baseline. Grady Carpenter. He'll get the ball in the paint. Nolan Swan, about a 10-footer. Rattles in. 48-40. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. We'll work at left side with the basketball. He'll pick up the dribble. Joey Wright. Joey Wright back outside. Lost the handle. He'll pick it back up. He'll get the ball back to Joey Wright from Tyler Bates. He'll dribble in outside the paint. Pick the ball up. They pass it back out behind the arc. Nate Moore on the dribble. Working around the perimeter. Double team there. Grady Carpenter. Maverick Conaway. Going up in the shot is Gardner. Gardner gets the shot blocked from behind by Grady Carpenter. Next shot goes up. Grady Carpenter going to pick up the foul. They're going to call him, whistle one more foul. They're going to whistle this foul. It's going to be called on Jackson Money. Jackson Money has two. Team foul number 6 for Tipton. 4 thus far for Frankton at the free throw line. Bubba Nedlin. First shot good. Check that back. That's number 10, Brady Carmack. Brady Carmack, he's now 9-17 on the season. Just went above that 50% mark. They'll get one more. 48-41. Second shot up, also good. 48-42. Ball brought in, backcourt. A Jackson Money on the dribble. Grady Carpenter across the timeline, pick up a pace, and they'll pass it left side out top of the front court. We'll pass it out front. There's Jackson Money. Ball is up in the hands of Nolan Swan. Ball goes loose, going back the other direction. They're going to work it outside the arc. Shot outside the arc, right elbow extended. We're going to go Tyler Bates. Ball caroms on the rebound. Ends up in the hands of Nolan Swan. 48-42. 3:50 on the game clock. In the front court on a slow dribble. Then we're going to Grady Carpenter to the corner. Get the ball back from Maverick Conaway. Guarding him right there is 10. Carmack over to the opposite corner. Shot in the air. Set the bucket. Maverick Conaway from 3-point lane. 51-42 to the front court with the basketball. 3:28 left here in the fourth quarter. Ball nearly knocked free. Picked back up by 12, Tyler Bates. To get it to Joey Wright to work around the perimeter. Nate Moore back to Joey Wright to work it inside. Floater in the paint. Finger roll, credit the bucket. Crazy Carmack. Carmack with the bucket. 51-44. to slow up the pace or cross the timeline at a walk pace. That's number 3, Grady Carpenter, over the left side. Jackson Money. We'll look at right, left on left side. He'll pick a dribble back up. Going to drive the lane. Finger roll wouldn't go. He'll be fouled in the act of shooting. That's Grady Carpenter. He'll shoot 2. He's going to whistle his foul on 24. Colin Gardner. Grady Carpenter at the free throw line. Shot rattles around off the board and falls in. 52-44. 2:53 on the game clock, fourth quarter. Second shot also good. Grady Carpenter for 2 at the stripe. And across the timeline at a walk pace, Joey Wright will go between the legs, being picked up there by Jackson Money. They'll dribble it back outside on the dribble around the perimeter. 2:40 on the game clock. They'll pass it back out top. Joey Wright, he works it right side. Tyler Bates. Nate Moore with the basketball. He's trying to bounce it in. He'll get it in to Joey Wright. Just outside the paint, right side. It's going to be a reach-in foul. Hard pass to handle. Joey Wright came up with it. Reaching in is number 24. Double check that. It's on number 4. It's on 04. His first foul. That's Gavin Hare. First shot up, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. 53-44. Across the timeline at a dribble pace. Grady Carpenter works at left side. Jackson Money being guarded there by Joey Wright. Works it on left side, number 2. That's Maverick Conaway. They get it back out now. Back pedal dribble near the scores bench. Deep in the front court, that's Nolan Swan. Picking him up is Tyler Bates. They get the ball back in the hands of Grady Carpenter. Picking up Grady is Grady Carmack. They'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot good. Left corner baseline. Nolan Swan for 3. 56-44. Ball's in the front court. They'll work it left side behind the arc. Nate Moore. They'll work it back around. They'll drive the paint right there. Just outside elbow right side. Might have been looking for a pass. Passing lane might have got filled up. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. Tipton going to bring it in from the backcourt. So they're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Not quite ready. Going to be a timeout whistle. Frankston Eagles going to call timeout. 1:46 left here in the fourth quarter. 56-44. Tipton by 12. Will Mission. This game is also in part being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, 317-773-8783. That's 317-773-8783. They offer a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blueprint-sized color prints up to 36-inch by 48-inch. They'll do lamination up to 22 inches wide. We'll also mention they are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. You can find them at Discount Copies at 100 Memphis Drive. Behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32, they're at the west edge of Noblesville. That's Discount Copies, 96@gmail.com. They're going to inbound the basketball. It brought from the backcourt. Jackson Money, they're going to play defensive pressure. 3 and 4 in the backcourt by Frankton. Ball brought in to Grady Carpenter. Played him defensively there. Brady Carmack, they're going to call a reach and call a hand check. A hand check. Hand check foul has been emphasized in the last 4 or 5 years. They brought that back into more emphasis in the high school level. They'll bring it in. Crossing the timeline, Jackson Money. Going to be a reach-in foul. They're going to whistle this just inside the front court. They're going to whistle this on number 2. Joey Wright. Joey Wright going to pick up his 2nd in the ballgame. At the free throw line, Jackson Money for Tipton. First shot good. He'll get 1 more. 7 fouls both sides. All common fouls for a couple of more. Going to be a shooting foul 1 and 1. Jackson Money, we're going to shoot here 2nd. Jackson Money, 2 for 2 on the season. can be brought in from the backcourt, Joey Rice. They'll go to the frontcourt, Tyler Bates, back to Rice. Right outside top of the basketball, the move at left side, Nate Moore. The move to the elbow, Tyler Bates inside out playing. Nate Moore couldn't get the basketball, rebound, Nunley, back out top. 3-point shot good, Joey Rice. 58-47, 117. Bring the ball across the timeline is Jackson Money. Jackson Money will pick up a double team on him. They're going to call timeout. Timeout, Coach Cliff Hawkins. A double team was good. Bailed him out with a timeout. So it's going to be a 30-second timeout. Whistled right here. And we do thank you for listening. We'll mention Fritz and Fisher. Fritz and Fisher since 1983. 317-842-2228. Great cars, great prices, great customers. Two Hamilton County locations, one in Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street. One in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32. That's Fritzkin Fishers. You can visit them online or on site. You can explore their quality used car inventory. Fritzkinfishers.com. We're going to bring the ball in for the scores bench. Brought in by Grady Carpenter. Brought into the backcourt, Nolan Swan. Passes it right side, Jackson Money. Double team. They're going to put Jackson Money back at the stripe. Foul's going to be whistled. On number 10, we're going to call this on Brady Carmack. Brady Carmack was 3 in the ballgame. Team foul number 8 on Frankton. 7 thus far, second half on Tipton. Jackson Money. Rims off, would go. Rebound, Bubba Nunley. Back the other direction on the dribble. Spin move. Just outside the paint, shot would he go. Brady Carmack, rebound, Tipton. Grady Carpenter. And Grady Carpenter fouled in the backcourt. He'll walk to the other free throw line. 55.7 seconds left, fourth quarter. Bubba Nunley going to get a breather. Also taking a breather is number 10, Brady Carmack. On the floor, they're going to play number 20, Jarrett Morris. 23, Nate Moore. Also number 2, Joey Wright. And down low on the block is 24, Colin Gardner. Deep in the front court, I should say the backcourt, as Brady Carpenter hits both, is number 12, Tyler Bates. They'll bring it in from the backcourt. Nate Moore will get it into Joey Wright. He'll cross the timeline at a quick pace. He'll go right side. Guarding him, Nolan Swan. He's going to pass back out of it. Out beyond the circle, close to the scores bench. Tyler Bates picks it up. He'll dish it off. Nate Moore, three-point land. Rattles around, almost wins. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. 35 seconds left. Crossing the timeline, Nolan Swan. On the dribble, he'll bring it back out. Deep in the front court, opposite the scores bench. He'll get it to Grady Carpenter. Back to Nolan. They'll play triangular passes right there with number 23, Jackson Money. They'll bounce it back around. 17 seconds. Playing good defense right there. Working it deep in the front court. That's working hard. That's number 20, Jarrett Morris, along with Tyler Bates. And there's Nate Moore. They'll bring the ball back out to the center circle. 2 seconds. 1 second. Fox going to empty out. Good ball game here tonight. Good ball game. Frankton and Tipton. Final score. Tipton 60. Frankton 47. We'll miss the next game on the agenda. Frankton Eagles will be home with Eastbrook at 8 o'clock. That's on Friday the 9th. We will also mention Tipton Blue Devils. They're going to be home with Elwood on Tuesday the 6th. We do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. And I will also mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.